schools, just like other organizations that collect a lot of sensitive information, are susceptible to data breaches.
Hi, and welcome to GEO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Schools collect and store a range of information about students, including data on their grades and test scores, addresses and phone numbers, social security numbers, and even medical information. Disclosing this information could be harmful to students physically, emotionally, and impact their long-term financial health. Today we talk with GAO's Jackie Nowicki, an expert on K-12 education and school safety, and a director in our Education, Workforce, and Income Security team about a new GAO report on data breaches in public schools. Thank you for joining us, Jackie.
It's great to be here, Holly.
So, Jackie, have there been data breaches in schools, and how common is this?
Schools, just like other organizations, have experienced data breaches. But the real magnitude of those breaches is difficult to know. And that's because schools may not be aware that their data was breached, or they may not report the breach because requirements to do so vary by state.
So who is targeting schools and student data, and what are they after?
So we know that tens of thousands of students have had their personal information compromised in almost 100 data breaches at schools from July 2016 through early May 2020. And we know that staff and students are responsible for the large majority of reported breaches. For example, we know that about one-third of them were caused by teachers and staff, and most of those were accidental. In those cases, for example, staff might make a mistake, such as emailing information to the wrong recipient. In another third, those were perpetrated by students, and most of those were intentional. And usually that was students trying to change grades for themselves or other people. And students gained unauthorized access to data in a variety of ways. So, for example, they might steal a teacher's login information to a school system.
Do the schools that have had data breaches have any characteristics in common?
Larger, wealthier, and suburban districts reported a disproportionate share of data breaches. For example, 4 of the 5 largest school districts in the country had a reported breach. And this could be because larger districts are a more attractive target than smaller ones, or because they use more technology in schools, providing more opportunities for breaches to occur. It could also be that these kinds of districts are more likely to have the resources available to them to identify and report that breaches occurred in the first place.
And Jackie, because of COVID-19, we've got more kids in classrooms using internet to learn remotely rather than in person. Is this increasing the risk of data breaches?
Well, some experts explain to us that with distance learning, students and teachers don't always have their laptops or tablets connected to school networks like they usually do when they're physically present at school. And that could provide some level of protection because risks are confined to an individual's device. But the introduction of new technology during the pandemic, which was sometimes quickly deployed, presents important cybersecurity concerns beyond data breaches. So the most notable incidents were the Zoom bombings that we all heard about last April and May, some of which exposed students to hate speech. Our analysis of the data breaches goes through May 5th of this year, so pretty early on, you know, in the transition to distance learning. But we did find some differences in reported breaches in April and May 2020 as compared to previous years. So for instance, we saw a decline in phishing incidents. And it doesn't necessarily mean the risks have gone down. There are some cybersecurity experts who are concerned that those kinds of attacks have actually increased but are now going undetected.
So we know schools are recording and storing data on students that is important to their education and safety, but it sounds like this data is also at risk of disclosure through cyber attacks and other threats, and that there might be new risks as a result of distance learning because of COVID-19. Jackie, is the Department of Education or other federal agencies doing anything to help protect students' data?
Several federal agencies are taking some steps to help schools and school districts. For example, they're providing resources that might help them prevent and respond to student data breaches. The Department of Education shares best practices for helping to train people, including tips to prevent the inadvertent disclosure of sensitive information over email. And some agencies created resources to help schools address the evolving challenges related to distance learning.
And Jackie, last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Well, schools, just like other organizations that collect a lot of sensitive information, are susceptible to data breaches. And whether those breaches are accidental or intentional, they can leave students vulnerable to financial or even physical harm. And while we know that tens of thousands of students have had their sensitive data breached, the real scope of the problem is really difficult to know.
That was Jackie Nowicki talking about GEO's recent report on public school data breaches. Thank you for your time, Jackie.
My pleasure, Holly. Great to be here.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.